the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An era of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
We have to keep the drugs out of our country. We stop the drugs. But we have some bad hombres here, and we're going to get them out.
Welcome to episode 525 of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. I'm your host, Phil Gray. Thank you for joining me. This week's episode, something a little different. It is our Pan-Asian special. Tracks from all across the various parts of Asia. And we started it off with a band called Dara Puspita. I've had them on the show a few times. I've talked about them before, but not for quite a while. So let's quickly go over their history. All-female pop group from Surabaya, Indonesia, active in the 60s and into the early 70s. Sisters in the group, Titiek Rachman and Liz Rachman, and also Susie Nanda and Titiek Hamza. Formed 1964, the band came under pressure from the ruling regime, the Sukarno regime. Didn't like the Western influences involved in rock and roll, so they sought safety of Bangkok, picked up Thai influences. By 1966, they were ready to release their first album, Jang Per Tama. Three further LPs through 1966 to 1968. Indonesian Garage, getting us underway. Pest Pak Lura, or Mr. Lura's Party, is the name of that track from Indonesia's Dara Puspita. Check out Retrospect on Apple Podcasts, where you can rate each show and leave a review for Retrospect.
It's not nice.
And of course, subscribe.
It was bad.
For your weekly fix of cool 60s Garage.
I'm not finished.
You can see our first band, Dara Puspita, up on our Instagram and Facebook, and this band as well. They're called the AJs, A-A-A-Y, the AJs, out of Pakistan. Kind of psychedelic garage folk sound. They had two EPs from what I can make out. The first, Dun Mirza, the second one, four tunes by the group. Both recorded, and get this, going well outside the scope of normal Retrospect episodes, both those EPs in 1973. On Columbia Records. So here we go. Pakistan's The AJs with a track titled either Mirza Ki Dun or Dun Mirza, depending where you see it written. The AJs. Oh,
Hi, this is John Brain from London, Ontario, and you're listening to Phil Gray's Retrospect Radio Show.
Oh, you holding any more acid?
I gave you some before.
Yeah, but I want to get very far out.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Thanks for sticking with the Pan-Asian special. All sorts of stuff never heard on the show before. Hope you enjoy something from the selection of tracks. Top of the set, the AJs out of Pakistan with Mirza Ki Dun. Then from Korea, the Key Boys. Very successful Korean group. Started playing to American GIs who were stationed in Korea, often referred to as the Korean Yardbirds, although the music did sort of range from pretty insipid covers of American songs through to the more fuzz-drenched psychedelic freakouts. They lasted 8 years, from 1963 through to 1971, dissolved into a number of different groups. We had the Key Boys with My Love Is Distant. Then thirdly, from Singapore, Sunnysar Huri, Singaporean singer. Number of albums under her name. Here she was backed by the Turwellos for a track called Alam Seni. Sunnysar Huri recorded for EMI, doing a soundtrack album initially for the film A Go-Go 67. She also performed with The Hooks, The Click, Fantastic, and, of course, The Two Wellows, the track we had, Alum Senni.
Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Well, it's an Asian special, so of course we're having group sounds. Here's a set of three, starting off with The Spiders, formed Tokyo 1961, one of the leading group sounds bands, a bunch of albums from 1966 through to 1970. I love this one, The Spiders, with The Kinks, Set Me Free.
I don't need nobody else. So if I can have you to myself, set me free. Set me free. Oh, set me free, little girl. All you gotta do is set me free, little girl. You know you can do it if you try. All you gotta do is set me free. I don't need nobody else. So if I can have you to myself, set me free. Set me free. Oh, set me free, little girl. All you gotta do is set me free, little girl. You know you can do it if you try. All you gotta do is set me free. Set me free.
This is Ed Klee, and you're listening to Phil Gray's Retrospect 60s Garage, a wonderful place.
Examples of Wacol, Japanese group soundtracks. The Spiders were Set Me Free, followed by The Bunnies, who you can see on our Instagram and Facebook. Backing group for Takeshi Terachi, who had split from his previous group, The Blue Jeans, to front The Bunnies. For a while, until that group split and Terachi went back to reform The Blue Jeans. The Bunnies continued without Terachi for a number of years, finally splitting in 1971. So The Bunnies with Test Driver, and then thirdly, The Golden Cups, one of my favourites. Great group sounds band, formed Yokohama 1966. They're the band who had a member who travelled to the States, returned to Japan with one of the first fuzz boxes that influenced their sound, and ultimately dipping into psychedelic rock, The Golden Cups with Strange Brew. Well, it's a while since we had Yol Olerung on the show. He is a Khmer musician, so a Cambodian rock musician, leading figure in Cambodia's rock scene of the 60s and 70s, which was a fertile one. He disappeared, as most musicians did, between 1975 and 79 when the Khmer Rouge came to power. He was from a family of notable Cambodian musicians. Like many of his peers, his music forgotten for a long time, but now remembered fondly. Yol Olerung. I was so tempted to play that track Siklo that I love so much, but instead, one from Yol Olerung called Whiskey.
Sora, sora.
It's the beat!
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelic.
ที่เคยมีมาไปให้พ้น คนลูกตาอย่ามัวช้าบอกว่าให้ไปเครื่องทดลองอีลูกตุ๊บป่องนั่นท้องกับใครไปไปไปนะไปไปไปไปนะไปไปเถอะน้องมาง้อทำไมถึงจะร้องไห้ก็ไม่สงสารเขาทิ้งหรือไงจึงได้สงสารควรขึ้นมาบ้านนั่นมาทำไมไปเถอะน้องขอให้ไปไปเสียทีไม่มีเยื่อใยไปเกี่ยวแขนกับแฟนคนใหม่ให้สมใจดั่งปรารถนาไปแล้วไปรับไม่ต้องกลับมาไม่อยากเห็นหน้ามันเจ็บใจไปไปไปนะไปไปไปไปนะไปไปจากแว้นให้แสนไกลสิ้นความรักใครที่เคยมีมาไปให้พ้นพ้นลูกตาอย่ามัวช้าบอกว่าให้ไป
Let rock and roll come in and steal the virtue of the boys and girls and steal their emotional fervor and not realize how poisonous it is.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia. Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
I'll give you an unbiased opinion. It stinks.
Beep ba, beep ba balula ni. Thank you.
more tracks in this week's Pan Asian special, and we go all over the place. Y'all all around top of the set with Whiskey. Then Strong Santi, Thai rocker, born 1945, passed away 1982 in a car accident. He was born in the Sukhothai province of Thailand, active as a musician from 1966, wrote a lot of tracks for other artists. A number of his tracks appear on different compilations, including one on Finders Keepers Records, Bell and Sebastian supports Finders Keepers, another one called Paradise Bangkok, the album. Strong Santi, track called Pai Na Pai. Then we had another one from Dara Puspita out of Indonesia with Semua Gembira. And finally, Grace Lee and the Stylers. Psychedelic pop out of Singapore. Grace Lee, also known as Ting Ting. The Stylers, Singaporean garage group, very popular for covering both Eastern and Western music. Pretty well known among Mandarin speakers, although they release records in many different languages. Mandarin, English, Hokkien, Cantonese, both instrumentals and vocal tracks, and some albums in Malay. And it's believed they recorded more than 1,000 records in total, including works they did with other popular artists, so as a backing band. Grace Lee and the Stylers, cool take of Bebop Alula.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Here's one from Ronnie Ong. He's out of Singapore. It's off an EP released in 1969 called Buttons and Bows. This is the title track from Ronnie Ong.
Is, and where's, and the wrong one I have chose. Let's go where I'll keep on wearing those frills and flowers and buttons and bows and rings and things and buttons and bows. Don't hurry me in this fairy, take me where the seamen grows. Let's move down to some big town where the love a girl by the cut of her clothes, and I'll stand out in buttons and bows. I love you in buckskin or skirts that I homespun, but I love you longer, stronger, where your friends don't tote a gun. My bones denied, the backbone's bound, and the cuddle hurts my toes. Les vamos, where girls keep us in those frills and satins and linen and shoes, and I'm all yours, and buttons and bows.
You swing it up, baby, now! Backbone's bound and the cattle hurts my toes. Les vamos, where girls keep us in those suits and settings and linen that shows, and I'm all yours in buttons and bows.
Yeah, baby, swing time now!
Teenage savages go wild in a juvenile jungle of lust and lawlessness.
Great 60s garage punk, find Retrospect wherever you get your podcasts.
Tracks out of Singapore, Ronnie Ong, Buttons and Bows. You can find that on volume 13 of the Pebbles Singapore series. Then we had Kasim Salamat, born Ensik Kasim Salamat, born 1934, lead singer of a band called The Swallows, known as the Little Richard of Asia. Kasim Salamat with Na Lompok, a go-go. Then finally, Rosna and the Siglap 5. Singaporean band released on Philips Records. Four-track EP called Dua Ku, released in 1967. We had a track called Gembira Ria from Rosna and the Siglap 5. squeeze in a couple more group sounds tracks. Here's one fronted by a guy known as Shokin. His name was Kenichi Hajiwara. This band rivaled the Tigers for the top spot in the Japanese rock scene hierarchy. Well, they're called the Tempters, and they're one of many very cool group sounds bands. Here's their take on Boom Boom.
Just so you understand,
I love records.
Doko ni tsuruku shiroi highway? Boku wa doko e yuku no daro? Tokori Parkview no machi.
Boku ga yuku toko, dare ka oshiete.
is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. It is our Pan-Asian special. That's a band called Zunivu, Japanese group sounds band, active only 68 through to 1971. Certainly not one of the well-known group sounds bands, Zunivu with Lonely Highway. Hope you've enjoyed this episode. Remember, back episodes available. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Stitcher Radio, CastBox, Podbean, PodDirectory. Pretty much you can try any podcasting platform. Just search for Retrospect Garage Punk. And if you can subscribe, please do. And if you can rate and review, please do. And remember, your feedback is always welcome. Give us a follow on Instagram or like us on Facebook. Every week I post up a bunch of information about the bands in our episodes. Also links to each episode and the full track listing, which this week might be more helpful than usual. So please do. All right, going out with a band out of Pakistan. The band is called The Four Thoughts. You can see them up on our Instagram and Facebook. Pakistani garage rock band, a release from 1966, although I found it on a Sublime Frequencies compilation. That's a label out of Seattle. The album called Pakistan Folk and Pop Instrumentals. So The Four Thoughts. This is called Jungi. And I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect. With Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Am I supposed to be a big fan? Fine, but it's really not appropriate.